And Ralph McAllister, good morning to you.
I've just had a visit from Tilly, so I thought she could stay and review together this book, The Dark Remains, but she had to rush away to look after her
Well,
dog,
it's been
Catherine.
Co-authored, so it may as well be co-reviewed. Tell me about The Dark Remains by William McIlvenny and Ian Rankin, please.
A little bit of background, Catherine. William McIlvenny was a precursor, really, of tartan noir, really. He wrote three books with a hero called Laidlaw in the 70s. And he began the whole genre of crime fiction that's lasted to this day. Ian Rankin met McIlvenny when he was a young chap of about 22 and said, I'm going to do for Edinburgh what you've done for Glasgow, because McIlvenny's novels were set in Glasgow. Rebus was created for Edinburgh, and that's where the link was for The Dark Remains, because when McIlvenny died a few years ago, his estate asked Ian Rankin to complete the novel that had lain in the estate's files. And Rankin said yes, because he was such an admirer. McIlvenny was one of his heroes. So here we have The Dark Remains. It was half written or half finished, depending on which positive things you feel about. And Rankin was really pleased to do it. And of course, so this means that we've got a representative of this century merging with a representative of the 70s. And we get a novel which is dark and it's full of corruption and society and drunkenness and so on. But the plot doesn't really worry me too much, Catherine, because it's very Ian Rankin. And when I read of his, and I've read all of his novels, and there are over 20 of them, I find myself sort of lapsing into my adolescent accent, if you don't mind my trying it out. And then I think my friends start to laugh, so I won't do it with you. But this is a workmanlike piece of thriller writer. It's the same thing as usual with gangs, warfare in Glasgow. And we've got the body being dumped in a patch and rival gang's estate. We've got violence. We've got all sorts of twists and turns. And finally, people seem to be more concerned about which part Rankin wrote and which part McIlvenny wrote. I don't care, actually. It's not that terribly important. What I do care about is the fact that McIlvenny had a brother, and you may remember, you might not remember, but Hugh McIlvenny, who only died 2 years ago, was preeminent as a sports writer in the whole of Britain. He wrote for the Observer for years. And so there's a literature tradition there for the McIlvenny. Rankin needs no tradition because he's preeminent in his field. He just is so wonderful writer, and you can smell Edinburgh. You can this time Glasgow, of course. So what Rankin has done for Edinburgh, McIlvenny did for Glasgow, and he ushered in the people that we know now, like McDermott and others in the genre. He was the precursor of tartan noir.
All right. Is it a good book in the end? Whomever wrote which bit, is it a good book to read?
I would suggest if people don't know Rankin, they read one of his own books, because it was okay, but I'm not totally enamoured of it, because it's a bit prosaic. It's back in the 70s. I would like to have had more detail about the 70s cultural social life. And all Rankin's people will just laugh it up, but I just didn't enjoy it as much as I thought I would. And one of my friends said to me this morning, look, break a leg with your review. I said, oh, well, thank you. And he said, no, why don't you try breaking a vocal cord? So I'll go back to my old Scottish accent and say, 3 out of 5 or 7 out of 10, but it won't matter. You'll read it if you're a Rankin fan, and I will look forward to Ian Rankin's bit next.
Thank you. Ralph McAllister has reviewed The Dark Remains by William McIlvaney and Ian Rankin, published by Canongate Trade, and $33 the price.